think of it as being not mountainous exactly, but lots of hills.
Okay.
And places Indians would like.
How about the High Plains?
The High Plains.
I'm thinking in Colorado, you know. I bet there's High Plains in Colorado.
Okay. Yeah, that wouldn't be the same, I guess, as Nebraska.
I don't know, because I don't know how high Nebraska is.
No, I don't think it'd be near as high as Colorado. But maybe Wyoming, Montana?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The word hole in relation to a mountain, H-O-L-E.
In relation to a mountain.
Maybe like Jackson Hole, Wyoming is an example.
Oh. Yeah, funny. I never stopped to think about it. I suppose it's down in a basin.
Okay.
But it's probably deeper.
Okay. The difference between a mountain and a hill.
Well, mountains are much higher.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, an area between two peaks that slopes like that is a...
Between two peaks. And that's not a pass, is it?
You can call it a pass.
Pass.
Mm-hmm. How about a place where the river has dug out of the ground and it's got steep sides?
Gorge.
Okay. And when water goes over a cliff, what's that called?
Waterfall.
Mm-hmm. And water that turns white in the rapids is called?
White water.
Okay. And do you know any wildflowers that we have here?
Verbenas.
Mm-hmm.
Poppies. Those are the only ones I can think of that I like.
Okay. Do you have a difference in your mind between a rock and a stone?
No.
They basically refer to the same thing.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? I never thought of that before. I guess maybe I'd think of a stone as being smaller.
Okay. A woman who's lost her husband.
A widow.
Mm-hmm. And a child born out of wedlock.
Illegitimate.
Okay. A noisy serenade after a wedding. I heard they used to have these in New Mexico. And sometimes they kidnap the groom.
I cannot imagine what that is.
Have you heard of a shivaree?
No.
Okay. Now, the musical instrument that you blow.
Harmonica.
Mm-hmm. And with a harmonica, you can make beautiful
music.
Mm-hmm. And kids play on this.
Seesaw?
Uh-huh. And a turkey has a bone that you take out and you pull on either end.
A wishbone.
Mm-hmm. And if you need to carry a heavy load up some stairs, how would you describe that? You have to what it up the stairs? You have to...
Haul?
Okay, haul's good, yeah. I like that. And the opposite of boyfriend is?
Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Do you have other words for girlfriend?
Sweetheart.
How about some local celebrations in El Paso?
Sando?
Mm-hmm.
Celebrations. Fiesta de las Flores. Now, I haven't been... The only thing I was ever involved in was the Sando, so that's all I can think of right now. Used to have street dances. I don't think they have them anymore.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a person who likes jokes has a good sense of
humor.
And a person that you bring with you to a party is your
date.
Mm-hmm. And women wear this red stuff on their cheeks.
Rude.
Mm-hmm. And a guy who dresses up in cowboy clothes, but he's not really a cowboy.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. Now, does dude mean other things besides that, or does it just mean that?
I suppose so, but I don't know what it means.
Okay.
It's a word I don't use very much.
People are buried in a
cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And the ceremony for the person who's died is a
memorials or